It's Monday, September 16th, 2013. Thanks for tuning in to this special As Heard On episode of The Sounds of My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I had a date with a pretty ballerina. Her hair so brilliant that it hurt my eyes. I asked her for this dance and then she obliged me. Was I surprised? Yeah. Was I surprised? No, not at all. I called her yesterday, it should have been tomorrow. I could not keep the joy that was inside. I paid for her to tell me if she really loved me. Somewhere a mountain is moving. And then she obliged me. Was I surprised? Yeah. Was I surprised? No, not at all. And when I wake on a dreary Sunday morning, I open up my eyes to find there's rain. And something strange within says, go ahead and find her. Just close your eyes. Yeah, just close your eyes and she'll be there. She'll be there. She'll be there.
Oh man, what a great song that is to start off this here special episode of the show. It's called As Heard On, and that's because I'm going to play stuff that I heard on other things, and I'm going to tell you where I heard them. And in this case, it was the band The Left Bank from right here in New York City with the song Pretty Ballerina. And interestingly, I'd never heard of The Left Bank. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that because it seems like they're pretty awesome. And how did I not hear of them before? I feel like I was failed by my oldie station growing up. But anyway, I first heard it fairly recently, last year sometime, in a documentary made by Pitchfork Classic. It's like the Pitchfork website. They have these like hour-long documentaries they make about different albums, the making of different albums. And they made one about Belle and Sebastian's If You're Feeling Sinister, which is, of course, one of my favorite albums of all time by one of my favorite bands of all time. And it's a spectacularly good documentary. I think it would be that good even if it wasn't one of my favorites. You know, it's like it's really well made. The stories are interesting. The people are great. The footage is good. It's everything about it's well produced. It's like it's a really great thing. So if you like Belle and Sebastian, if you're feeling sinister, definitely recommend investing an hour in that thing. It's free to watch online. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about this whole episode at thesoundsofmyhead.com. So they mention in the documentary that Belle and Sebastian's sound was definitely, you know, kind of inspired by bands from the 60s like The Left Bank. And then they play a little clip from Pretty Ballerina. And yes, definitely has a lot of the same qualities as Belle and Sebastian. So very good. Love that song a whole lot. And actually, the whole record's great. Really perfect folk pop from the 60s. You know, it's excellent stuff. All right, up next, another couple of songs I heard in a different documentary. This one, The Imposter. And I don't know if you saw The Imposter. It's Bart Layton's really awesome documentary about a missing child case from the 1990s, and it is like a edge-of-your-seat thriller, but it's documentary. It's so well executed. The story is so fascinating and unpredictable. There's plot twists and turns. The reenactments and everything about it is like, it's beautiful. It's so well shot. It looks great. Everything about it's awesome. So you got to check out The Imposter. It's like, it's such a good film. And it's mostly scored, and I'm talking over a little bit of that right now, but it has a few incidental songs that are used in it as well. And this is one of them. It's Jimmy Driftwood, most famous for his song Battle of New Orleans, which he actually wrote as a teacher. He was writing folk songs to try and engage his pupils about things. He was a teacher. And so he wrote that song. It became his best loved hit, but he wrote thousands of folk songs. He was really, really prolific, and they're all really great if you're into that sort of old Americana kind of thing, which I am on occasion. I like it on occasion. And I really like this song. It's called He Had a Long Chain On, and it is just a fascinating kind of dark song about an encounter with an escaped convict. And it's a fascinating song. I love it. It's such a great song. After that, we're going to hear another song also from The Imposter. This one's by a band from Denver, Colorado called 16 Horsepower. And they're not very good at all, but I love this song. It's called Wayfaring Stranger. And it's so perfect for the movie The Imposter. And that's how I heard of it. And I love this song, even though the album that it's from, Secret South, is pretty terrible. So don't pick up the record. But if you like this song as much as I do, you should pick this song up because it's really great. And neither of these are on the soundtrack, so you have to get those separately, but they're really great. So check it out. Jimmy Driftwood with He Had a Long Chain On, and then 16 Horsepower with Wayfaring Stranger, both from the excellent documentary film The Imposter. Where else but on this special As Heard On episode of The Sounds of My Head.
One night as I lay on my pillow, the moonlight is bright as the dawn. I saw a man a-walking, he had a long chain on. I heard his chain a-clanking, it made a mournful sound. Welded around his body, dragging along on the ground. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He stood beside my window. He looked at me and he said, I am so tired and hungry. Give me a bite of your bread. He didn't look like a robber. He didn't look like a thief. His voice was as soft as the moonlight. His face full of sorrow and grief. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. I went into my kitchen, got him a bowl full of meat, a drink and a pan of cold biscuits. That's what I gave him to eat. Though he was tired and hungry, a bright light came over his face. He bowed his head in the moonlight. He said a beautiful grace. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. I fetched my hammer and chisel, offered to set him free. He shook his head and said sadly, I guess we had best let it be. When he had finished his supper, he thanked me again and again. Though it's been years since I saw him, I still heard him dragging his chain. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on.
Can you spell it?
D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is silent.
Django!
Django, have you always been alone?
Django!
Django, have you never
shower.
All right, right back there. Two songs off the soundtrack to Quentin Tarantino's most recent film, Django Unchained. Of course, Quentin Tarantino, famous for having really great soundtracks, and Django Unchained, not an exception. The first one we heard was Louis Bakalov and Rocky Roberts with the song Django. And it's just so perfect. It sets the tone for the film so well. And followed that up with Ennio Morricone's song Un Momento, which both really great songs off of a great soundtrack. And if you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend the movie as well. It's not for kids, but it's a great entertaining flick. And boy, I really enjoyed it. And the score, of course, is a big part of that. It's got a great score, as is common. So I've been doing a bunch of different songs here that all have sort of a, you know, Western country kind of bent to them. We started out with that Jimmy Driftwood, him playing that handmade instrument. It's a guitar his great-grandfather made out of, like, parts of things from around the house. It's like his famous instrument. Then we had 16 Horsepower, sort of a country band. Then we had a couple of songs off the sort of Western theme thing. So keeping that going, why not have a little more country music? I guess the only country music I like is stuff from film scores. We're going to hear Ryan Bingham. I think originally from New Mexico, now he lives in Los Angeles. He did the score for this new show on FX called The Bridge, which is an adaptation of an Israeli show called The Bridge as well, but this is like the American version of it. He did the theme for it, and the theme song is called Until I'm One With You, and I really like it a lot. Like, it's the opening credit sequence is just really kind of lovely. They use a much shorter version of it. It's only a 30-second version or something on the show, but this is like the long version, the whole version, but I think it holds up even at a long version. And then after Ryan Bingham with his theme song to The Bridge, we're going to hear another song called The Lamb, and it's by a band from Montreal called Little Scream. And I heard this song as well in The Bridge. So this was, they don't use a huge amount of incidental music in The Bridge. It's not really what it's, you know, think of The Bridge and think of their scoring or anything. But in this particular episode, they played this song and it was prominently featured and it's really great. So I thought I'd put it on the show as well. It's Little Scream with the song The Lamb from their album The Golden Record. So here we go. Ryan Bingham with Until I Am One With You and Little Scream with The Lamb, both as heard on The Bridge right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Until I'm one with you. death they will pursue.
Face with us this morning.
You want me to do the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Daniel. If you almost call me Dan, and I'll kill you. Stripes.
Trying to justify this whole thing and admit you're in danger.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up. Disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Scooby-Doo, 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 Scooby-Doo,
Oh, the last two songs are so super good. The first of the two last two songs I played was The OCs. The OCs from San Francisco, California. That was their song Tidal Wave. It's released on their 7-inch by the same name. You can get that, in iTunes, wherever. I first heard that on the AMC show Breaking Bad, which if you're not watching Breaking Bad, then you're not on the edge of your seat like the rest of us are. It's in its home stretch here. We're almost out of episodes, and it's like, what's going to happen? Everyone's really excited. And Breaking Bad, it's a good show. And it's got some great scoring on it, too. It's not a show you think of for its score, but then when you actually go back and think about the songs that are on there, it's really, they got some great music programming on the show. It's really, really good stuff like that there, the OCs. And then after the OCs, just as exciting and awesome, was the Charlie Steinman Orchestra and Singers doing the song It's Such a Good Night, which was used really prominently in the show where Jesse's like outselling meth to meth heads, and it's like upbeat, it's like a montage of him making money. So I guess he's making money, maybe he's having a good night, but then it's like really dark at the same time because it's all grim, sad tragedies of these horrible, sad lives. And the most interesting thing about this, and I can't figure it out because the internet is short on information and I'm not the world's best researcher, but it kind of seems like maybe the Charlie Steinman Orchestra is the same thing as the Charlie and his orchestra, because they're both German and like kind of around the same time period potentially. I think maybe Charlie Steinman Orchestra came later, and then maybe earlier was Charlie and his orchestra, which were like a Nazi propaganda band. There's all sorts of, look for links. There's so much interesting things to read on the internet when you look this stuff up. I was shocked that this, you know, happy, fun, breezy music might have actually come from someone who had been a Nazi propagandist artist. But anyway, pretty interesting stuff there. Okay, up next, a band from Louisiana, from Cut Off, Louisiana. That's the hometown of Joe Barry, who I'm going to play next. And Joe Barry, it's amazing. I'd never heard of this guy. He's basically like a white Fats Domino. Like, he sounds just like Fats Domino. He's mimicking Fats Domino. And I love Fats Domino so much that I couldn't believe I could have never heard of someone who's so much exactly like Fats Domino. But I hadn't. So we're going to hear a couple of songs. First, we're going to hear his most famous song, I'm a Fool to Care. And then we're going to hear Till the End of the World. And both I'm pulling from his A Fool to Care classic recordings, 1960 to 1977, which I heard in Ed Ward's review on NPR's Fresh Air with Terry Gross, one of my favorite shows. I never miss an episode. And Ed Ward reviewed this Joe Barry record, which you can get this anthology. It's really great. The later stuff is not so good, but the earlier stuff in the earlier 60s is pretty great. So if you like Fats Domino, if you like these songs by Joe Barry, maybe pick up the whole thing because it's pretty great. You'll see what I'm talking about right here on this special As Heard On episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I look in the end? I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I lose in the end? I'm a fool blue kiln.
Though I sound like my friend the Fat Man, this is Joe Barry, and here's my song.
Here's north and the sky cease to shine. Here the sand in the desert grows cold. The last petal falls from the rose hill. In the silver in your hair turns black gold. To the sun and the moon hide in dormant. And we'll wait for that red light to shine. Oh my darling, that's how long I will long. Till the end of the world, you're mine. Till the sand in the desert grows cold. The last petal falls from the roses. In the silver in your hair turns black gold. Till the sun and the moon hide in darkness. And we'll wait for that red light to shine. Oh my darling, that's how long I will love. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine.
Film critic David Edelstein has a review of the documentary Project NIMH, directed by James Marsh, who made Men on Wire. NIMH tells the story of what happened to a chimp raised by humans and taught to communicate.
In the early 1970s, Columbia psychology professor Herbert Terrace speculated that if a chimpanzee were raised like a human child in a human home and taught sign language, because chimps don't have the physiological apparatus for human speech, then a door would open up to the animal mind. We'd learn what animals think and feel, perhaps even what they dream. I wouldn't be surprised if he envisioned a best-selling chimp pen novel, or at least a review of a Tarzan movie. Director James Marsh recounts Terrace's high hopes and where they led in his brilliant documentary Project NIMH. As he proved in Man on Wire, Marsh can stylize his documentaries in ways that only intensify the raw emotions. Project NIMH is an artful weave of interviews and reenactments and lots of period footage, because much of what surrounded NIMH was deemed momentous. He was even on the cover in 1975 of New York Magazine under the headline, First Message from the Planet of the Apes.
Thank you.
All those songs right there are great. That's Dickon Hinchcliffe from Nottingham, England, probably best known for his band The Tindersticks. But that right there was work he did solo for a soundtrack for the film Project Nim, which is a documentary about the chimp Nim Chimpsky, who was raised by humans to be a human. What happens if you try and raise a chimp as a human being? They've tried this a few different times throughout history, but they tried really hard with Project Nim, and there's a documentary about it, and it's just a fantastically good documentary. It's so great. Like, if you haven't seen this movie, it's really, like, add this to your queue. It's a phenomenal film, I think. Really well executed, and a great score. And what's interesting about the score, which, sorry, I've never even said what I played. I played two songs. I played Stone Smoke and Promising Signs. And what's interesting about these songs and a lot of others is that you can almost hear how the movie was scored, like, originally with, like, a temp score, and then they hired Dickon Hinchcliffe to come in and, like, write new songs that are like the temp score, because Stone Smoke is so much like an Air song, and Promising Signs is so much like a Penguin Cafe Orchestra song. It's like they're just trying, it's like so close, but they're different, you know, but they have the same qualities, so pretty interesting and great. I mean, I love the original songs that those are clearly modeled after, but I also really love these new takes on them. And there's a lot of original songs on there that, you know, don't sound exactly like something else. So I would say a very successful soundtrack for a fantastic movie. So definitely check out Project Nim if you haven't seen it. And finishing up this special As Heard On episode of The Sounds of My Head, Fiona Apple from Los Angeles. She's got a new song that just came out very recently. It's a cover of the song Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And it's one of my favorite songs. I've got like a million versions of it. Every time I track down a new version, I get all excited. And her version is quite something. It was done for this ad for a Chipotle video game. The Chipotle, like the fast food restaurant. It's my favorite, I would say, by the way, the only fast food restaurant that I eat in, and I eat there frequently. I love Chipotle. I will go to bat for that chain restaurant. Really good food. It's great food. I mean, I think they've got a, you know, a pretty decent social mission, but also their food is just, it's great. It's so super delicious. The vegetarian burrito bowl, man, it's, you gotta try that. Anyway. Yeah, so they have a video game, which I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me, but they made a video for it, and it's really beautiful, Pixar-esque. Kind of reminds me of WALL-E a little bit. You know, it's pretty good. And they scored it to this Fiona Apple thing. It's a web video. You can watch it. Look for links to that and everything else at soundsofmyhead.com. Here we go, Fiona Apple with Pure Imagination, finishing up this special As Heard On episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Come with me. You'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know to come. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to.
That's it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The Lies Begin by Ann Nikitin from the soundtrack to The Imposter. I also talked over The Braying Mule by Ennio Morricone, An Ideal Marriage by John Lunn from the Downton Abbey soundtrack, and Meeting the Family by Dickon Hinchcliffe from the Project NIMH soundtrack. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talked about on this show and any other at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Find me on Facebook, like me there, and keep in touch. Follow me on Twitter, do the same thing. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, and we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.